Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're getting you ready for Where Were You in 1995. Featuring Submachine, Violent Society, Blank 77, The Parasitics, and Atomic Cretans. Let's get to Submachine now, Corruption. All right, guys, that was Submachine, and you guys can catch them this weekend, next Saturday, June 2nd, 3:30 p.m. till 9. Wow, I wonder if that's the right time. But that's what it says on the Facebook invite, so get your motherfucking asses out to Philly and get out to, where the fuck is this again? This is at the Kung Fu Necktie. Got the flyer right in front of me. Still can't make heads or tails out of this shit. But as I said earlier, it's Submachine, Blank 77, Violent Society, The Parasitics, and Atomic Cretans. Starts at 3 p.m., ends at 8. Definitely an after party down the somewhere. I remember hearing about an after party with more bands. $10 at the door. Get your asses there. It's going to be a great fucking time. Now, the band that they have opening is Atomic Cretans. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I could never remember the Atomic Cretans name for the longest time. And I kept forgetting to name them when we were saying who was playing, because I had never heard them. And I said, you know, we're going to find some Atomic Cretans, and it's probably going to kick ass. And we definitely did find some Atomic Cretans. It's coming off Too Stoned to Die, which sounds right about up my alley. Here's the track, Today's Reality, by Atomic Cretans, for Sean Bedlam. We'll be right back. All right, that was the Atomic Cretins on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep this show moving right along with some violent society and disorder.
PogoCityRadio.com.
Come check out Violent Society this Saturday at the Kung Fu Necktie. Make sure you get there a little bit early to see Atomic Cretins and these guys coming out of P-Burg, the Parasitics.
Drinking away stress of today, washing away cares of today. Making them clean, groups of friends that was our gang. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Oy! Life was these pump fairy girls. Message was clear from the whole world. No one fun, love got along. Rocks and skins united and strong. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Go!
Make sure you guys get there and see Blaze this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, motherfucking Blank 77 and Pills. Now, I don't know if you guys come across the latest official video for Blank 77, which would be Pills, that track. That video was made by Joe from Angry Youth, who's going to be filming pogoing in the park and also going to be making an appearance with a band you guys might be familiar with, Angry Youth. Now, I don't have any of them pulled up in front of me right now, so I'm going to have to see if I can dig some up and throw that on there for you. But I figured that was a good time to let you guys know that the show was going to be filmed, and you guys can check out his YouTube channel with a bunch of other awesome videos he's made, 4D Kids Productions. That's number 4, letter D, K-I-D-Z Productions. Go look for that on YouTube. You'll see a bunch of cool videos, or look for the Blank's Pills video and get to the channel. He also did a live video with Anti-Scene, and I think he's got some recordings up there of the virus and shit, so go check it out, and remember to come out to Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th. Now, here's a Philly band that's played some shows for us in the past. They're not on the Pogo in the Park bill, but they're still doing a lot of shows around Philly. Come out and see them if you guys can when you know they're playing. Here's the Trash Cats. Ah, the Trash Cats with Punk Rock Life. All right, that was the Trash Cats coming out of Philly, and they spliced in some Bad Religion there in the middle of that track, and we've played that before, and it always makes me want to hear some Bad Religion. So let's see if I can find, coming off the first album, We're Only Gonna Die. Now, Bad Religion got a whole fuck ton of releases, don't they there? Don't they? Here it is, We're Only Gonna Die, Bad Religion.
Control. Your mind's run all the same. Your number is a goal. So you gotta pray that fuck. And it's all done. It's all kind. It's all done. It's all done.
All right, some Bad Religion for you motherfuckers on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, well, we've been talking a lot about the Where Were You in 95 show going down at the Kung Fu Necktie this coming Saturday. But let's go a little bit further into the future. We played you guys one of the bands from the show this week. Let's talk about Pogoing in the Park, a show we're really happy to be doing and coordinating. This is benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. If you're not familiar with Alex's Lemonade Stand, it is a charity for children's cancer. So now, basically, this is the opportunity Pogo City is giving you to do. There are people out there that work endlessly and timelessly doing research and science and going to school and trying to figure out a cure for cancer. And they're just working constantly, right? Now, you guys can help them the fuck out, except you can have a motherfucking party while you do it, right?
Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
That's exactly what we're allowing you to do, right? You guys can come to a motherfucking punk show, open up your wallets, open up your hearts. And when I say open up your wallets, you ain't even got to just give straight money. We're doing 50-50s and different types of raffles with all the proceeds going to Alex's Lemonade Stand. So you guys can help stop children's cancer, cure children's cancer by coming to a motherfucking punk show and checking out Crazy in the Brains, Angry Youth, The Road Sodas, Anti-Citizen, Death Wish, Birdie, and tons more. So get your motherfucking asses to North Catasauqua Park August 4th, starting at 11. Get your motherfucking asses there at 11. First band going to be going on around 11:30. You ain't going to want to miss one of these sets. We got Skin Sect opening up the afternoon, coming out of Allentown. We got I'm Hungry catering it. Also, when you guys are buying money on food, some of that money is also going to be donated to Alex's Lemonade. So pretty much anytime you open your wallet, you're going to get something out of it, and some of the money is going to go to charity. So make sure you motherfuckers get out to North Catasauqua Park. And one of the bands we had confirmed this week, now come out a little bit earlier, these guys are going to be playing around 2 o'clock. This is the Ice Cold Killers coming out of New York. Here they are with Stranger Danger.
Sail, sail, sail.
the Ice Cold Killers on Pogo City Radio. Like I said, catch them August 4th, pogoing in the park, playing kind of early at 2. Traveling the distance. Let them know what the scene is in the valley, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll get some more, good New York skin bands, some oi bands to come around here. Now, another band you guys can catch at this fucking awesome pogo gig is the South Class Veterans. Now, we've been playing them on here, I guess, frequently. Really like the song For Hire, but we're going to give you guys a different one right now. And you guys, if you like For Hire, can go right on YouTube and check out the official video for it because it's badass. But let's get to a different track with Tall Can Appetizer from the South Class Veterans. Catch them August 4th, pogoing in the park. Okay, so now that's the South Class Veterans right there. And I got some good news for you guys who are like, shit, you know, I actually got to work Saturdays. I'm not going to be able to make this show. And if I do, I'm only going to catch, you know, the tail end. And I might miss bands like Ice Cold Killers or South Class Veterans. Well, I got good news for you. If that happens to be you, if you can't get there on time, we're going to be pumping great bands throughout the night also, especially this New Jersey Xylophone punk band that we got coming up next, Crazy and the Brains. Now, they got a new EP out this month, Out in the Weeds. So let's check out the title track to this, and you guys can catch these guys pogoing in the park August 4th. So, these guys will be playing last, so make sure you stay late. Clear your schedules. Here's Crazy in the Brains, Out in the Weeds.
Flying down the streets on fire with no room.
All right. Now, I've played through the new Crazy in the Brains EP. I don't know. I'm going to say maybe twice. So that's probably the third time I've heard that song. And it kind of reminds me of Television. So I'm trying to think of what song it would be. If it's See No Evil or what's the other one? The other real big one they had, Marquee Moon or something like that. So let's see if I can bring one of these up and see if I'm right. So hope you guys like that. And I'm sure you'll be able to pick up the new album and the first couple albums at the show, so make sure you guys get out there and do it. Those guys are awesome live. You've got to see them live. It's a whole different experience. But let's get to Television with See No Evil. We're going to go with See No Evil because I'm pretty sure the song I was just talking about is the Marquee Moon, but that song says, like, you know, 10 and a half minutes, so we're not playing that one. We're going to play See No Evil, and yeah, let's check out Television now. Television. Now, I'm pretty sure, I think Television was actually the first band to ever take CBGB's stage, if I'm correct. I'm relatively sure about that. So go look it up for your motherfucking self. And while you're on that fucking that fucking cell phone, that computer, that whatever, make sure you go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Hook us the fuck up. And find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Pretty active on Instagram, too. So you guys can give our Instagram at Pogo City Radio a follow. Pretty much anywhere there is something to be shared or clicked, we're there under Pogo City Radio. So go do some clicking and hook us the fuck up. Give us a like, a share, a comment, whatever. It helps out. You know, all we're trying to do is get people to hear the show, hear your bands or your friends' bands. And by the way, we love playing rando bands from the street we've never heard of if they're, you know, decent. So hit us up with your band's shit. Just give us a fucking streamable link. Everybody's got band camps or on YouTube or some shit. We're looking for studio stuff. We don't really want live stuff. We have enough shittily recorded punk rock to play. So if you guys got some, you know, pretty decent quality tracks and you want us to play them, get them out to me. We'll listen to them, get them up there. Sometimes we do full episodes. We've done a handful of them where we do full episodes of shows like that. So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And I did all that talking and did not even think about pulling up another track. Way to drop the ball on this one, Andrew. See, we really need these donations. Like, this one computer I am using is so fucking slow. Killing the show right now. Killing the show. But as I change its pages, I'm coming across the sloppy seconds. And we're talking about our little DIY show. So why don't we play DIY till we die? Sloppy Seconds on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Play that piece of shit! Yeah.
there you have it. Sloppy Seconds on Pogo City Radio. Now, I'm sitting up here, and actually I had to go downstairs to take a piss. And I remember this happening when I first got a mohawk when I was like 14. I just dyed my hair yesterday, right? And I walked in front of the mirror and was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. But same thing. When I first had a mohawk when I was like 14, I walked in. I was like, what the fuck? Into the mirror like the next morning. And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Maybe I should stop huffing all that glue. There you go. Yes. Getting mohawks and not remembering it. But yeah, I had a mohawk for ever. I mean, straight, like not like I had one sometimes and didn't. I had a mohawk, I think when I was either 13 or 14, definitely by 14. And I had that shit the first couple years I was married, and I've been married for 6 years. So say I cut that shit like 4 years ago, I was 26. So I had a mohawk for 12 straight years. And you know, I cut it off because I didn't feel like playing with my hair, to be real. And you know, I, to be honest, I was nervous about dyeing it and bleaching it because I don't want my hair to fall the fuck out. I used to fucking bleach and dye my hair every fucking weekend. I'm not even playing. I mean, bleach that shit Billy Idol white. And my hair wasn't that dark to begin with. I would bleach that shit Billy Idol white and then throw whatever creation of Manic Panic at the time that I had on it, right? So, and like, I don't know. I was like, oh God, you know, I was pushing 30 and now I'm over 30. And I'm like, if I'm going to be bleaching my hair, that shit's going to be falling the fuck out. But you know what? I said, fuck it. I bleached the fuck out of it. I dyed the fuck out of it. And I'm cutting that mohawk back, having, I don't know, either LCJ, lower class Jess, or Josh going to be fucking cutting my mohawk tomorrow. And of course, the lovely rude girl, Jessica, getting her hair done by Jess. So I guess I'll have that crusty fuck Josh cutting my hair, which goddamn, it'll be like being 15 all over again. Yes, yes. All right. So while we're talking about that dirty bastard, let's get to one of those bands he likes to listen to, you know, with his boy Stizza, Star Fucking Hipsters, Immigrants and Hypocrites.
We're all immigrants and hypocrites, delusionals and sycophants. Pretend to play a special part, important, pray we fall apart. It's the same game with the same points. We're dying dreams, our strong arm press, a never-ending battle just to be
me. 1, 2, 3, 5.
It's a put off till another day. We all get older, waste away. The lust for dollars makes no sense. We spot the world or pay the rent. And when it's all been said and done, our toilet lives a billion fun. I know it's all been said before. Our nature's rattled to the core.
All the same and everywhere that you can go, there's always someone in control. Fat face, dollar signs, fries, or starving nation, they rely.
We're all immigrants and hypocrites, delusionals and sick fans. Pretend to play a special part, important, pray we fall apart. It's the same game with the same boys, we're dying dreams, our strong arm curse. A never-ending battle just to be the arbitrary border stands, a line of blood through stolen lands. That little flag upon your sleeve shows off you're stupid and naive. Or maybe you believe a lie, so be ignorant and size. No surprise, you're out of luck, your mama raised a stupid
fuck. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. We'll all sleep when we're dead.
City Radio.
All right, that was the Star Fucking Hipsters right there. Now I'm trying to find one of, there they are. I'm trying to find one of the Pogo in the Park bands, one of the Jersey bands, the Hackettstown band. Let's get to I Hate with Anti-Citizen. All right, that was Anti-Citizen on Pogo City Radio. That was coming off their last release, Bricks Not Ballots, which was a two-track tape on four different colors, actually. And now they have their actual 7-inch coming out. And I'm pretty sure it should be ready for the August 4th Pogoing in the Park show. So make sure you guys get that slab of wax. It's going to be fucking awesome. Give it up for Anti-Citizen. And give it up for all the bands playing Pogo in the Park. I'm talking about Crazy in the Brains, the Despised, Anti-Citizen, South Class Veterans, the Road Sodas, the Ice Cold Killers, Skin Sect, Death Wish Birdie, and more to be announced, being catered by Terry and I'm Hungry, coming out of Hellertown, motherfucker. All right, so let's get to more of these kick-ass fucking bands that we got on this date. A one I'm real happy about, The Despised. I know a lot of people are happy about that. Now, they got a new live thing, Live in 97, so go look for that. But we're going to play something out of the studio with We're Not Gonna... No, we're going to play Alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
the Despised, NJ. All right. Now catch them, guys, August 4th. Going to be a blast. So, what the fuck should Andrew play next? What should Andrew play next? I don't know. What is it you guys want to hear? Because we're listening live right now, right? We're not going live, so nobody can send me a live request right now, can they? Damn, that's a pain in the ass, isn't it? Isn't it? Okay, so let's go with one of my favorites, something classic to me. Okay, we'll go with the Street Brats, Anger and Angst. This coming off the four-track EP, Short Fused Punk. You know what? Let's hit up that B-side now with I Believe in Nothing, Street Brats, Charged Records.
Dying days. Everybody has a fucking summer.
Ah, yes, nihilism, nihilism, nihilism. Okay, now we're going to be getting out of here in just a minute. And I say we because the Pogo crew is always here in spirit at Pogo HQ, even when I'm all by my lonesome. But thanks for hanging out with us, giving me someone to chit-chat with for the past hour, giving me, you know, just, you know, some nice little self-promotion about Pogo in the Park. And also got to remind you guys, going out to, well, to go out to Where Were You in 1995 with Submachine Blank 77, Violent Society, Parasitics, and the Atomic Cretans, going down Saturday. Starts at like 3 or some shit. Be there early, bitches. So, you know, I hope you guys had fun. I did. Got to tell you guys to go over to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. Hook us the fuck up. See you August 4th. See you this Saturday in Philly. And I hope you guys will be digging those grooves. So why don't we dig this groove with the Toy Dolls? We're out of here.
PogoCityRadio.com.